Hope Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is going to come from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 12 through 14. And this is red letters in my Bible. This is Jesus speaking. And he's just said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Philip is asking, show us the Father. And Jesus says, you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And then we have this section that says, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. And greater works than these he will do, because I am going to the Father. Jesus is saying, I will be interceding with you, and I will be with you through the person of the Holy Spirit. And then he says this, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. There are several passages like this in Scripture. Another popular, famous one would be Psalm 37, verse 4, that says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And it's been said many times, I'm sure you've heard it, if you've been walking with the Lord and receiving good Bible teaching for a while, that just because we delight ourselves in the Lord doesn't mean he's going to give us a new car, he's going to give us a higher-paying job, he's going to give us the beautiful wife or the handsome husband that we desire. It means that when we delight ourselves in the Lord, then we are going to desire the things that he desires. That God will, as different people at BFC have said, will change our want to. That our wants will shift the more that we find our satisfaction, our joy in the Lord. The same thing is true for our passage here in John 14. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Now, this might be one of the reasons that we usually end our prayers in evangelical circles with, in Jesus' name, amen. Now, those are not magic words to make our prayer valid, that everything that came before is now sealed because we said the magic words at the end of our prayer that make it valid. We said the password. You're allowed in the club. When he says, pray in my name, it's a similar situation to Psalm 37. When we pray in his name, that means we pray the things that he would pray for. Just like it said in the verse before, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. We will emulate Jesus. So to pray in his name means to pray like Jesus would pray. Jesus taught us how to pray. Jesus has told us things to pray for. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So when we pray according to the character of Jesus, we can be sure that he will answer that prayer. It says it right here. This is a promise of the Word of God. Now, we might be tempted to over-spiritualize this and rob it of all its power. If we just cut and paste words that Jesus said and we pray those things, well, how does that apply to my situation? And I think to stay there will leave us frustrated with prayer. But when we remember that the promises of God have direct bearing on our situation, we can pray with confidence based on what the Word of God tells us. We can pray according to Jesus' character. For instance, I am worried about my finances. The debits are going out, and the credits coming in are not enough to cover those debits. And I am feeling the weight that there's just not enough to make ends meet, and I do not know where more is going to come from. I am worried, and legitimately. Finances is a source for stress in most of our lives. With that anxiety, does the Word of God have anything to say to us in those moments? Do not be anxious about tomorrow. Jesus tells us in the Gospels. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Many places in the Word of God, it tells us, do not worry. You might want to say, well, yeah, God, but you don't know what's going on with my situation. Of course he does. Many of these passages are written to people who were worried about losing their lives for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of a relationship with Jesus. So we don't think God knows what's going on with our finances. He says, don't worry. So we can take the promises of Scripture and say, God, I am fearful, but your word tells me not to be. I ask that you remove my fear and increase my trust in you and provide what we need to get through. And we can be sure that God is going to answer that prayer. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. Our needs, not our wants, our needs. And he tells us not to be afraid. So we can pray with confidence that God would take away our prayer. Or we are tempted with a sinful lifestyle or a sinful habit. that keeps getting in our way and seems more appealing than following after God with our whole heart. How do we combat that? Well, are there any scriptures that tell us to rejoice in the Lord, to find our joy in the Lord, that the Lord satisfies the longing soul and gives to the hungry good things? Sure, there are. There are plenty of these passages, and we can pray them. Of course, we can pray the passages that tell us to turn from our sin and say, God, give me the strength to turn from this. And also, Lord, help me to rejoice in you, to find my joy in you, to find my satisfaction and my longings fulfilled in you. And we can be sure, based on these passages of Scripture, that if we pray according to Jesus' character, these are things that he has told us to do, that he will hear and he will answer that prayer. Will he do it immediately and right away? Often not. Often not. There's the passage where Jesus says, be like the one who keeps seeking after the judge until she gets justice. Wear me out, God says. So that means that sometimes he might need us to pray for a while before he answers those prayers. But we know that he hears, and we know that he's working, and we know from this passage that if we pray according to his character and delighting in the Lord, he will answer that prayer. We can pray it with confidence. Another point worth mentioning. Sometimes we will be involved in the answering of these prayers. Truly I say to you, he who believes in me will do the works that I do. Sometimes our prayer will lead to a change of our perspective and ultimately our living, our choices, our actions. When Jesus tells his disciples to pray that the Lord will send out those who can help with the harvest, what's often going to be the result of that prayer? That we have a heart for evangelism, that we are the ones going out to share the good news with other people. As we pray for anxiety, as we pray that we would find more joy in the Lord, often God will lead us to those activities that will help create that habits, accountability, that will lead to a lifestyle closer to Jesus. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And all of this happens so that God, through Jesus Christ, receives the glory for what he has done in our lives. This is how he will answer that prayer. Lord, we thank you for the confidence to come before you boldly because of the work of Jesus Christ. God, asking for things that are according to your name, that we pray because we want to delight ourselves in you. So with our fears, with our sin temptations, with our frustrations and our hurts and our worries and our joys and our desires, God, may we seek your word. What does it mean to pray in line with your character and then boldly come before your throne to wear you out with our requests, God, that we might see you glorified in our lives and our lives change for the better, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.